I call the December 17, 2019 regular board meeting of the Glencoe Park District to order. Lisa, please call the roll and note the time.
All right, 7:01.
Come down, make a switch.
Commissioner Boren?
Yes.
Commissioner Kohovi is absent. Commissioner Ludden is absent at this time. Commissioner Underdunk?
Here.
And President Brooks?
Here.
Okay.
Okay, consent agenda items. A through C are routine. Does any commissioner want any item pulled from the consent agenda items?
Nope.
Okay. Can we get a...
So moved.
And a... Okay. Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Boren?
Yes.
Commissioner Underdunk?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. Okay. Motion passed. And no one is here from the public, so we will not bother with matters from the public. And we will move on to financial report. 9 months of the fiscal year are now complete, Carol, which you may not have known.
I did know that.
Oh!
You'll see in the pooled cash report quite a significant decrease from the beginning balance to the end of the balance for November. That is because our bond and interest payments were made late November. They're actually due December 1st, but with the Thanksgiving holiday, it appears in November, and that's consistent with prior years. So really not a whole lot changing month to month now. At the end of the year, we'll really see as far as daycare has recouped a little bit, some continuing, well, it's probably maintaining in the fitness area. Recreation programs look okay. And we'll kind of in the next, now that we have winter registration, you'll see from the three-year comparison and the recreation programs 3 years ago, the registration was taken in December, thus the big increase in the last 2 years, but we've now done it the last 2 years, end of November. Mm-hmm. Registration, winter registration, especially the first day, was very strong. So I think we're very hopeful moving into the end of the fiscal year with our all the departments, and we'll kind of really start to get into some nitty-gritty with the budget and start to look at projections now that we do have the winter revenue kind of totals coming in from winter registration.
Any comments or questions?
It's definitely what utilizes paying for this building.
Yeah.
And the administrative department of this building. So always good to see that.
Wages aren't absorbing the minimum wage increase at all. So that's just...
We've started to in daycare.
Yeah.
In daycare we haven't.
We start to see more of an impact of across other programs.
So we should see a very different figure next year.
You may, yes, because of the seasonal...
It's going to be the beach. It's going to be camps.
Camps and beach.
Camps
yeah.
And beach. And that'll start this summer.
Yeah. Correct.
Okay.
Yep. Hi there.
Okay.
Josh came in at
7:03.
And Josh, we're just working through the finance business now. So
just started.
Okay. So, and presuming Josh, you have none, or at this moment don't have no questions regarding the financial report.
I don't.
You can think of. Okay. I think she can ask if he comes up with something later.
Yep.
We'll move on to staff reports, and the first in line is business.
Yeah, I really don't have a whole lot to add other than what's included. It's kind of the last month or two of this year. We're doing our telephone system controller upgrade and changing over our voicemail system. All the laptops and workstations have now been replaced, those with Windows 7, so that's a good thing. I think they finished up the IT expansion closet this past weekend, worked over the weekend to get that done. We're just kind of rolling into end of the year calendar stuff with 1099s, W-2s, the next draft of the budget, open enrollment for insurance. So it's just kind of starting busyness here in the business office.
All right, any comments or questions?
Yeah. Couple cities in the country have been having issues with security of their system. I'm sure you've reviewed it with the consultants
Absolutely.
And all that stuff.
Constant. It's constant with Excalibur.
And they periodically check everything.
Everything.
All that stuff, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All righty then. Anything else? Okay, we'll move on to recreation and facilities.
Nothing really to add to my report unless there's any questions.
I'd like to just say a couple things. Last Friday, I had the pleasure of going to, because there's a lot of things happening. So there was the first adult improv show. I just saw a lot of the adult participants going into the room. So it was an adult improv. They do improv. They throw the audience throughout things, and they did it. So it's a program, new program that we have, and I just saw the ladies go by. It was fascinating, along with art show. And if you haven't seen in the hallway, a local photographer provided those pictures for us in the hallway, and we did art show on that, along with other arts in the lobby of the Take-Off Center. And then I went over to Watts. And I have to tell you, it was so funny because it was packed full of kids. They were having such a good time. And I walked into the community room, and GGHP volunteers and workers and parents, they walk in, they saw my face, and they like look horrified, like I was going to get mad because the place was such a mess. So I'm like, this is awesome. And they're like, that's not what we thought you would say. Because they were having such a good time.
Here, we better
there was like pizza everywhere. The kids were having a great time. And they were like, wow. And I'm like, it was just great to see. The place was packed. Kids were having a great time. It was perfect weather for it. And so the staff worked so well with GGHP to make sure that success. And that was a great, the first one of the season, right?
Yeah, over 140
kids. And they just had a great time. They're mostly junior high, GHP
yeah,
is.
They're junior. They're really not teenagers. They're kind of...
So seventh grade,
sixth grade.
There was actually someone that was taller than me, so that had to be eighth grader, a boy, you know. But
so a lot of sixth grade.
Yeah. It was
such a great event. So that was very nice to see.
And you're doing more?
Doing more. Yep. And then a couple weeks ago, we had the Winter Express, where the trolley. And this new this year is the trolley. If they wanted to, they could pick up at the house. And then they could travel around Glencoe and they come to Watts to see Santa and go ice skating crafts. And I don't know, Stephanie, do you have a picture of that front page by any chance? Oh, yeah, there it is. So we'll just show you. There we go, no. But they're just having a lot of fun. So in addition, they could also come to Watts for a reduced price. And that's the second year of that event that's really grown. And they added the special picking up at the house, which was really, really neat and really special. So just highlight those two programs. So anything else for recreation?
Fantastic.
Yeah. I just wanted to mention, it seems like all our programs are getting more and more popular.
They are. Glad you noticed.
Even to the point where we're developing waiting lists.
We are.
That has its own pluses and minuses.
It does. They're charged every time we do registration, the first day of registration, all the rec staff is on hand, and they do whatever they can to increase programs without hurting the quality.
Yeah.
So there becomes a point where they won't raise it anymore if we can't get a teacher to commit for another day or time, but we do as much as we can to add either more kids to class by adding aids or adding a different class day or time whenever we can. So the team is really nimble. And remember, that's one of our strategic objectives is to be nimble and try to add on whenever we can. They do a fantastic job. When they can, we won't sacrifice quality because then that hurts the whole program. Mm-hmm. But thanks for noticing.
Good.
Anything else, Beth?
Okay.
Parks?
Chris?
Do you have anything, Chris? She didn't forget you this time. So.
I've been thinking about it all day.
we're making the best of the weather that we have. Very excited to not have a certain substitute all over the ground yet. So we're still out working in the park system, installing new safety walls in the playgrounds. Kiosks, replacement kiosks are going in throughout the system for our existing kiosks. So an updated product, but something the same size as what we currently have. So other than that, well, Lisa will cover that in her
report. Oh, well, yeah.
So we completed the early childhood playground, which I'll let Lisa cover. Very excited day. I was finally able to tell my son that it was going to be done, and, you know, it was a big moment for me not to have constant follow-up at my house. So the rink is up and running. We're also developing a plan for the pier at Glencoe Beach. So if you've been down there, you've seen that the decking again has been damaged by high water and storms. So we're kind of trying to work out how we're going to deal with that in the best, most efficient way.
Did you take the railing off this year?
We did not. We had that scheduled for the first week of November, and we had 2 inches of snow. And the lake conditions got to the point where we couldn't safely operate equipment down there. And now we have stuff that has snow and ice and that type of stuff. So we had the best intentions, but it didn't come together, unfortunately, based on the weather.
And how will that impact you in the spring? You don't know.
You know, it's really too early to tell what the extent of the issues are going to be with the pier. I mean, you can go down there and see that there is some decking that's out of place. To what extent that is will still kind of be TBD.
We're watching the lake levels very closely, and we may do some proactive measures this winter if we can. But we're watching those lake levels very carefully and watching to see what they're predicting for next year. So stay tuned. We'll have more information as we get more information.
I've swum in that lake end of October before. So to have a heavy snow first week of November, I don't know how I can't conceive of how you plan for taking that railing down in any
You really can.
I mean, because I do recall thinking, wow, it's really late and the water's great.
Yeah.
It was
challenging because we kind of delayed the playground a little bit to have snow on the ground for a week and a half and impacted our seasonal cleanup and things like that. But we've been able to catch up in a lot of areas with the cold weather. The ground is frozen. We're able to bring heavy equipment into the parks. We've really made the best of the time that we have. So.
Yep.
Thank you. Any other final questions?
Yes.
Did they get the roof completed yet on the halfway house?
They have not. So the wood decking itself has been repaired, and we have a membrane product that's been put down, and we're just waiting for the shingles to be delivered. It was a 12-week manufacturing process once we signed off on the color palette that was the historical match to what we had. So those are still being manufactured as we speak.
Okay. You think you'll get it done before?
It'll be done before the beach opens, that's for sure.
Oh, okay.
So the contractor has indicated that the installation it's not a very large roof, but it's not something that they were necessarily going to be able to do if there's an inch of ice on the roof. Just based on the fact that they can't, it's hard because they can't really scaffold up from the bluff side. So they have to work from one side, and there's not really, it's a little bit different than doing a garage or a house or something like that.
Right.
So it may have to wait till spring. So we'll see.
So it may have to wait.
Safety wise, that's what it is.
They're tricky. I'll say I have the same kind of roof on my house.
Yeah.
Tricky.
But the membrane that we have will protect the structure.
Completely.
That's a when it's complete. It's helping us out.
Okay. Great.
Thank you, Chris.
I didn't understand the reference to kiosks. What is a kiosk?
So it's a good question. So throughout the park system, we have these like bulletin boards that are in a cabinet.
Oh.
That have programming information on them.
Okay, I get it.
Sure.
Thanks.
All right, moving on to marketing and communications, Erin.
I don't have much to add. We're just getting ready for the end of the year. Thank you for helping with Inside Glencoe, which will come out between Christmas and New Year's.
A riveting newsletter.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll all enjoy
it.
You love it. Sorry. Good. Okay. Go ahead.
We had sort of a soft opening, I guess you'd call it, for the new play lot. Is there something we can do to celebrate that a little more when the weather's better?
Well, we could when the weather's better, you know, but we did, we wanted the kids out there, but so
big,
that would not be until spring when we could guarantee nice weather, so we'll plan something then.
Okay.
Just like we have for the other playgrounds, but we didn't want to keep the kids waiting anymore.
No.
So.
Just want to acknowledge that it's a fun thing and you can let people know about it.
Well, there was a lot of articles on it, so people know about it. And Aaron's video was, I don't know if you saw it,
on
any of our social media networks.
It was, really good.
Was so good. And it was shared. Yeah, he was.
Because he used to hate me.
I call her, I'm like, wow, Dean's in this a lot. He just liked her that day. It's like, he was so excited. So, So that got a lot of play and shared by a lot of people. So it was, the community doesn't know about it. So.
And it came out really quickly.
Yes.
You turned that around.
That day.
It was amazing.
It was really good.
Got a lot of compliments. And I showed it at Rotary. And so, you know, so,
Good. Steph.
Just a question. So some of these, like, I'm just wondering how you target. Like the Winter Express, the moment 740 people, which had like a really good opening rate. But the last opening had a low rate. Because obviously there's way more people, so it's hard to calculate that. But just wondering how you chose the 740. Did you do like an age and under?
Exactly. It's very much by the age. Whoever's in our system. So like the Watts opening was everyone in our system. Mm-hmm. Whereas the Winter Express was only, I forget what age, the program managers usually do the targeted list for me.
Okay.
That's a good question.
And I visited the playground and I
Oh, you did? Was it scary? Was it scary?
Hey, Steffi? I have to tell you, the teachers took it, because of course I go down the slide, and I think I was more petrified that I get stuck at the bottom because it's smaller. But they have a picture of me with my, like, fear in my eyes. I'm like, it's a preschool sign and my, I have fear in my eyes. Did they show you that yet?
I like that.
Oh, thank goodness.
Oh, I like that. Good.
Yeah. It's like fear. I'm like,
I think Sophia should be at the end of it because they made me go down again. I'm like, only if you sit at the bottom.
Stop me.
That's good. There is video, by the way.
Strategy.
We have it. But don't worry.
But it was a lot of fun.
I'm just kidding. There's really not video.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that, like, wouldn't you go on the weekend or that afternoon?
It was Saturday. It was
good.
Cold, so I only let them stay like 10 minutes, but they had a lot of fun.
Good. And good.
They had like bugs and worms and
yeah. Those are cool, aren't they?
And you're still going to allow the tricycles and stuff out there.
Yeah. But we don't bring them out this time of year. Yeah. Yeah.
Although you... You could. They could.
With ice and snow.
Is there ice on it?
Oh. Not yet, but there will be. So okay. we'll save that for spring. Right. They're enjoying just the playground right now, so good. It's all good.
Okay, Lisa.
Okay, so this is our annual that we annual report that I put the year in review. So I'm not going to go over it word for word, but I hope you take a look at this. Aaron's also developed a piece that I'm going to be emailing you probably within this week or next week in regards to our accomplishments for the year that we're going to be sharing in our social media platforms. But we have done some really amazing things, winning the National Gold Medal, which is accomplishment for this year, but it's really accomplishment over the last 7 years. Accreditation, strategic plan, grants, all the grants and donations that we have received for Connect Glencoe. So those are just a few of, to name many different ones that are in here. So kudos to the staff for accomplishing so much this year and the board. So it's been a great year. We've really already talked about the Take a Play Space, but it is phenomenal. The kids love the mounds, especially that big one at the bottom. They love everything because there's so many different play experiences. Even I think we had the first, when we opened it, we had a 3-month-old out there, and they put her down in front of the mirror, and she's looking at herself and playing with the grass. So every age has something experienced which they didn't have before. So it was kind of exciting. And then some kids looking outside their area into the other area, and it develops a good sense of, this is what I get to do next. You know, suspense and excitement for the next area that they go to. So that's not a bad thing to teach patience and waiting, and that you don't necessarily always get everything. You have to wait till your appropriate age. So that's an important thing to teach them. So they were, the staff, we thank the staff for helping us with design. As you recall, it was very staff-driven, the design of it, and they were very pleased with the outcome also. So we just have a few punch list items. The fence around it, Chris rejected, but we wanted it open, so he said, put the fence we rejected up, and then we're going to get a new fence when it's the one we accept, and they'll come back and put that on. So there's things like that we'll continue to monitor, which Chris does a fantastic job on. So other than that, it's a great space, and kids are using it. It's closed to the public during when Children's Circle is operation, and then open up it after 6:30, right, Bobby or Chris? And then and on the weekends for the public use, but for the there's school hours, they have to, the public has to stay off because of DCFS rules. We had real-time registration on the 28th, and you could see by the numbers, the first day of revenue, so we did really well. So that goes back to Dudley's about how people are really excited about our programs and make sure they register on that first day, so that's very exciting. We're in the middle of the budget process right now. It's a long process, and we really, really work with staff, and especially Bobby and his team, and Carol, to oversee a really strong budget that we'll present to you. The bonds, I'm going to turn over to Carol in just a second. Watts is going really well. The weather was great for opening weekend. This weekend it'll be a little warmer. It's supposed to be like 40s, which should equate to a nice weekend. Not great ice conditions, but a great weekend for people to go skate. Hopefully our refrigeration system holds up and keeps that going. But when you have that warmer weather, people tend to go out there. We had a really good weekend. Or yesterday was a really good day.
College kids rolling back.
Yep, and they're having a great time. I'll be out of the office vacation starting Friday until the 30th. I'll be back in the office on the 30th and 31st, or whatever that Monday is. But I can be reached by cell phone if you need anything. So now I'm going to turn it over to Carol on the report we've been here for about bonds. So
yeah, last at our committee meeting, I think given the discussion on the potential for the park grant, where we could receive up to $2.5 million of the total project cost, realizing that even if we didn't do the park grant, that we were looking around $1 million in an investment in Watts. So as far as improvements, I was given the direction to reach out to Eric Anderson from Piper Jaffray to just see what, to give you the current snapshot of our situation as it relates to bonds and kind of some of the discussion we've been having in the past 6-8 months. And the reality is that we're right still at about issuing, it's actually $4.125 million. And I don't want to necessarily go through the packet. It's unfortunate that our treasurer, Michael, is not here tonight because he also did not get in on the discussion of the committee meeting. So it's kind of on my to-do list with Lisa after the holidays is to touch base and make sure that he is on board with the discussion and up to speed on the current situation that has been provided in your packet. The reality of the situation is there's a couple scenarios. If we were to kind of expedite it, and by expedite, I mean really expedite it, and do a BINA hearing, which is required by law, the board president can issue the executive order for the BINA hearing. There has to be publication in the newspaper, not less than 7, no more than 14 days before the board meeting. So for us to do that at the January meeting would be December 24th, I think, to January 14th, which is right amidst the holidays. I'm not sure we necessarily want to do that. Eric, unfortunately, was not able to be here tonight, but I think I can answer your question. He is penciled in to be here in January. Mm-hmm. So in digesting the information and realizing that if we were to expedite it, we could issue bonds as early as early March. However, the timeline on that, we really even haven't had any discussion on the budget. I mean, our project for next year is set as far as the Fund 69. But in the packet, you can see, and it's listed out, a little over $12 million of potential projects over the next 3 to 5 years that we've talked about either in a previous committee meeting or maybe don't have exact information on. We now have the park grant information on Watts, but there's also the maintenance facility out there that has been anywhere from up to $3 million. We don't have that cost information yet. So I'm a little leery to kind of go through and expedite the process. According to Eric, he doesn't feel like the rates would change drastically from issuing in March to issuing in June, which we would have more information, we would have gone through the budget process. If we were to issue in March, it would be a loaded issue, meaning that we're issuing more than the 9 to 12 months that really the levy typically is what you use, and we don't want to impact next year's taxes. We want to delay it to fit in line with when the Watts debt drops off. So again, it kind of, we're not going to have to utilize fund balance reserves to actually capitalize that additional interest. I think that's another reason to hold off until June. But we can expedite it if that's something that you want to do. Really, I think, highlight any changes. We confirmed again the increase to the taxpayer is about $37 over and above the $31 that's already built in for the lots debt. So
that's for an $800,000 home, right?
Pardon?
That's for
$800,000 home value. So if the home value is more, obviously it would be more of an impact. But right now, for the Watts debt, for a homeowner of $800,000, they're paying $31 for that debt. If it were to fall off, obviously they would see a corresponding decrease. But again, your goal always when it relates to debt service is try and make it as consistent as possible. Okay, so yes, if we were to issue $1.9 million, it would maintain it. But again, we have $12 million of projects potentially that we're looking at. And I think the big thing really making us take a quicker look at this is the park grant and knowing that we're going to have to pay for it all up front and get reimbursed if we get it. And if we didn't get it, there are still certainly several projects on this list that could be used to fund the bonds. Once we issue the bonds, we have to, within 3 years, spend 85% of the bond proceeds. So there are spend down requirements related to issuance of bonds, and I think we would maybe want a little bit more understanding of what, if we didn't get the park grant, we would use that on. Again, we don't have the park maintenance numbers yet. That would be something that I think we'd want that information. And in the packet, Eric kind of did two timelines. He did, if we were to issue, a timetable A and a timetable B. And the reality is you need to do the authorization for the binding hearing and hold the binding hearing. There's a script, Lisa, that as the president, you would basically read through it, provided by our Chapman and Cutler, which is our bond counsel. It's not a regular general counsel, it's a special counsel, related totally to the issuance of debt. So I haven't even touched base with Kelly Cost. Again, with the holidays, you throw it in here. I think we're just being a little bit too rushed in doing it to do that at the January meeting, again, without having the chance even to talk to our treasurer. So I think there is, once we pass that authorization, so say we do that at the February meeting, that allows us to issue bonds anytime within a three-year period after we do that binding hearing. So I think from Eric's perspective, he wants to do that so that then when the market, if he does see something different, then we would jump on it. I just think January might be a little bit too soon to do that hearing, throwing in the holidays. So if we look to maybe do it in February, at least we'd have the initial discussion of the budget, anything that came up that we're going to see here in the second draft of the budget, I think we would have the ability to say, hey, but passing that at the February meeting is really what I would recommend. And I think we need to have a whole marketing side of why we are doing this and kind of make sure we're prepared to present that to the public when people are asking, you know, what is this tax increase? What is it going to do? What are we going to use the funds for? And being able to really, I think that whole park grant presentation, when we all saw it, it was, we need to try for this. If we can get $2.5 million to help us with this project, then I think it's well worth it. And again, if we didn't, we have all these other projects that will be in need of being funded.
Does anybody have any issue waiting for a binding hearing to February? Great.
No.
We'll proceed with that direction and then
seems
possibly.
To make most sense.
Yeah.
Delay things a little bit.
Especially
it was
since
saying, yeah.
Somebody in the know is watching this and watching rates, and if
yep.
we get it
right.
set up and we're ready to go, then we can.
Yeah, yeah. Makes sense.
Holiday.
Makes sense to
yeah.
in February and then moving on yeah.
and
then.
Isn't that the A and B stuff we were talking about?
Yes.
Yes. Did I hear you? Could I ask you just a quick question?
Sure.
$31 falls off when the old bond retires, Watts bond retires,
right.
and it's replaced by $37.
No,
it's replaced by $69.
Oh, it's
yeah.
so the increase is
37. I was hoping to say it's just $37,
okay. $38.
Yeah.
A year.
All right. Okay.
A year.
Is,
truly an addition of that.
Now, one thing I will tell you, too, is if we have built up quite a healthy fund balance in our bond and interest funds. So all the closing costs that you see within this is about $75,000. Rather than make that part of the issue, we'll just pay that out of our current reserves.
Right.
Then we also have the ability maybe to do a small abatement resolution, which then gives the money back to the taxpayer from the bond and interest funds. We did it like 5 or 6 years ago.
Right.
It made a really minimal impact, but there is a little PR associated with it because with that fund balance reserve, that we can't transfer it to corporate or transfer it to IMRA. It has to be used for payment of debt. So perhaps we structure it a little bit lighter in the year, and I leave that to Eric, so that we use some of the fund balances in the first year, so maybe the impact isn't as great, or you gradually do it, that there is some ability there to have a little impact. Because we do have, again, it's over $390,000 in there.
I really like that idea. I'd like us to be as close to kind of where we are now on the total, rather than have to bump it up to our taxpayers.
Well, we will. We will be,
but there is eventually. It's
We will have to bump it up. So you have to know it will be an increase of.
It'll show as an increase.
But only $37, and we get, potential of a lot of money to do our capital projects.
Yeah, I'm trying to make a list of the I call them talking points for this.
And we'll develop talking points for you, Dudley. Yeah, we'll do that. Because that's part of the marketing thing that Carolyn was talking about. So we'll develop talking points for you in the community.
Great.
It's important.
Great.
Because really, once we lay out those talking points, which we had at the last meeting, we have ability to go for $2.5 million in funding. We have all the capital projects and infrastructure improvements we need to do. I think people will see, and they see the benefit of what we've already been doing in the community.
Oh,
and
definitely.
So that would just enhance that and keep some of those projects going. So, any other questions?
Josh?
Yeah, I think Carol to talk to page 18.
Page 18?
Yeah, so it says effect. So starting with the 2020 levy year, again, we just passed our 2019 year. So the fact is, we don't want to impact the 2019 tax levy. We want it the following year.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing, when it falls off, we're still going to have that additional $37 over and above what would have been $31.32 for a $69 total increase.
Well, I'm not getting into the Series 2015 debt service. Is that the WATS debt that we're talking about?
No, that's the take of debt.
Okay, so the Series 2010 debt service is
that's the dropping off the 130.
That's the tail of the WATS debt? Right?
Yeah, correct.
A big part of the marketing story here is, your taxes are going up $37 for the next 5 years, but then they're going to drop $256.
Yeah, well, we want to be careful.
I don't think we should say that.
Because we might package a referendum for the beach stuff for.
Yeah. Yeah, we can't guarantee that because if we want to do those beach improvements later, we don't have enough money to do that 5 years from now. We need to do a referendum to do that.
So basically, you see the WATS debt here is the 130. This would be the new debt. And so the difference between the 130 and the 279.3 results in that $37 taxpayer increase.
Thanks,
good question.
Now, I'm looking at the yearly change. There's some areas where the change would be only a dollar or actually decreased by a dollar.
Well, and once they see the increase, it's going to be consistent at that amount.
Dudley, that's just the change in that year. So it's higher by 37 and then higher by 38.
Oh, I see. It does drop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then it's a big
Well, money is cheap now.
It's 2 points.
It's cheap.
Yeah.
And if you're really smart and forward thinking and long term thinking, you should.
You get a lot of bang for your buck.
As I mentioned, the rates were much higher in year 2001 when we looked at when we did.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
What a difference that makes.
And if you get a lot more for
I was interested in the fees on it. It's not insignificant fees to put this together, but understandable and good that we wouldn't finance them. That feels better.
That does feel better. That's good. Right, any, Stephanie, you have any questions?
Not on that, but for the fence, for the park, did we talk about at one point that there would be a key cap?
I don't recall that.
Yeah, I don't recall that either.
What was that?
A keypad?
On the playground?
On the outside of it?
Yeah.
No, I don't think we did.
Okay. Is there, what don't you like about that?
It's not the actual fence, the technical term is the fabric, so like the actual chain link portion, it's a steel fence coated with rubber, and there's a number of areas where the rubber has been scraped off by the manufacturing process, and it's going to rust. So we're not going to pay for something that's damaged from the beginning. So we rejected that, but the material had to be manufactured by a different company, and it was going to take 2 to 3 months to do it, and we weren't going to hold the whole playground up because this manufacturer couldn't do their job. So we got what's up there, and we're not paying for that. So.
Well, we have to shut down.
Yes.
But it won't be as long.
It'll be most likely done at the very, very, they work in January and February, so I don't anticipate that it will impact program.
Okay, this is way off the bond, but I think what you're referring to is, I thought Bobby talked about the way parents would enter when they came to pick their kids up, and there would be like a system for getting the kids that wouldn't just be this open.
Yeah, the gates were so bad before anyone could get in and out, so now really there's just one access point, and it's right opposite the back door, which has the in and out.
Okay.
So that's kind of what we improved.
But you couldn't do that because the community uses it too, so you wouldn't
right, put a keypad right.
Well, so we had said that on the weekend it would be disabled, but.
Well, you can get in and anyone can get in and out.
Right.
Yeah, so it actually closes now.
We don't have a problem with parents trying to enter the playground during when we have programming out there. If we ever do have that problem, we would absolutely put a keypad in. But we don't have that issue right now, so we're not going to invest in that.
The issue was
technology.
The gate was apart.
Exactly.
An office.
That was the issue,
Okay.
So anyone can go in there now, the teachers watch, to say, hey, there's programming on for DCFS. But on weekends, anyone from the public can go and get in.
I mean, it's a 4-foot fence. So when someone was really motivated, most of us are able to hop.
But that's not what we're talking. We're talking about people. I think if you put a keypad, it might keep the public feel like they can come in. They wouldn't know it's disengaged. So at this point, we don't need it.
Yeah.
Thanks for asking.
Okay. And Josh did. I mean, no, sorry, not Josh. Sorry, Michael did speak with me very briefly today about his questions on this.
Okay.
We did talk about page 60 of the packet 18, reading that one too. That was sort of what we all, that's one of the highlights where we all sort of settled on that. But I think we sorted out that it wasn't the increase that was 287. It was the total. We worked it out together. So,
okay. We still want to meet with him when he gets back in town.
Yes, I think that's fair. Okay. Any other thoughts on this whole package? All right. Okay, then, I will move to action items.
Okay.
I entertain a motion to approve the updated smoking ordinance as presented. Okay, so now discussion. I'm looking for it right now. May I ask, is it we seem to have separated out tobacco from weed, and so weed has the stronger sort of restrictions, but tobacco, I mean, this doesn't say broadly we don't allow smoking on any park district properties, right?
No, what we say is that it's not allowed in district buildings, which is a law, vehicles, playgrounds, athletic fields, Glencoe Beach, or wooded areas. So we did not purposely put in, like, if someone's walking down a path, we're sitting in Cock Park and they're on the swing and they have a scar that tends not to be obtrusive to other people, which we tried to put that in place for people around them. And now if there was, and then we put or otherwise as noted, because if we have a festival at Cock Park, we could put up notices like no smoking, and that would be within policy to say you can't do it during when we have a large event. It's kind of unrealistic to enforce too if we say no smoking in parks,
well,
and you know,
right,
but around playgrounds and,
yeah,
and those, we thought that was very important, along with e-cigarettes and vaping were equally as important, so that was what was added. So we made it stricter than it was before, but not too strict. And then we put out, if, for example, someone can walk through our parks illegally with marijuana in their backpack if it comes from a approved vendor, but they cannot use in our park. So if someone has, if they buy it from an authorized location and it's in the authorized container, they could have it in their backpack and walk through our parks, but they cannot use it in any form. So they can't smoke it, they can't chew it, they can't have a cookie, I guess, a brownie. So that's what that is saying to that. So we kind of separate it, marijuana, just because it's a use thing. So
why do we, if marijuana is legal on January 1st, why do we treat it differently?
Well, we're not treating it different. The law states that they cannot use it in parks.
Well,
the law states you cannot use marijuana in parks. That's why.
Use of marijuana in all forms is prohibited on all park district property. So that's more restrictive than other,
yes, because of the state law. Because the state law says that.
Okay. I mean, I don't have a problem with saying you can't smoke in park district property, because I think about the lookout at the beach where there's just a, you know, people just sit there and smoke and look at it.
If the board wants to get that restrictive, they're more than welcome to. We could say no smoking in any park district park. It would be very extremely hard to enforce, but
well,
we're
not enforced now either. So you know what I mean?
Because we don't have it.
Yeah,
right.
I mean,
now.
Yeah.
But I think.
We could make a tactical decision to make certain areas.
Well, that's what I'm doing here. It says park district buildings, vehicles, playgrounds, athletic fields, Glencoe Beach, which would be the overlook, and the wooded areas of park district property. So those are the ones we.
The beach would include the overlook.
It's, I do. I think it includes
our village property.
Yeah. Oh, so they're not even in our.
The ones we maintain.
Yeah. So we have an easement for our structure, but we don't own that land.
Yeah.
But do we maintain it?
We do per the easement, but I
don't. Okay, so I think we'll just put Gunco Beach and I'll check back to see if we can enforce that in that area.
I would like that.
On our land.
Me too.
It would have to be our land to enforce it, but it's included in here just in case it is. Because I would say if it is our land to control that, we would say that. Again, we don't have police people walking around saying you can't smoke there, nor will we in the future. We'll just put no smoking signs up.
No, but I have actually gone to the overlook when somebody's smoking there, and it does kind of.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
So I will definitely check in to see if we have the authority to do that, and if we do, I believe it's included in this policy, because I thought we did, and if it is, then we have the authority, then we'll sign it. Indicate that way.
Yeah, even if we don't have people enforcing it.
Yeah.
There's a sign, then at least you as a citizen.
A citizen can say something, yeah. So I will check in to see if we can. That's enforceable by our standards.
Right. And
I believe since we have that easement, we can, but I will check into that.
Any other comments about this? Okay, then. Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Boren?
Yes.
Commissioner Covey is absent. Commissioner Ludden?
Yes.
Commissioner Underdonk?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. Motion passes. I entertain a motion to adopt the resolution of authorization for the State of Illinois Department of Natural Resources Park and Recreational Facility Construction, PARC, grant application for the Watts Recreational Center renovation project with the scope as presented in the December 3rd, 2019 Committee of the Whole meeting, and authorize Executive Director Shepherd to sign the grant application as presented.
So moved.
Discussion.
Let's do it.
Is a lot of, do you do this yourself? I mean, does staff do it or do we contract?
As you recall, we already approved a contract with White to help assist us with the grant, but we do a portion of it. Like, we'll do the narrative and things like that, but they'll assist us with.
It's
a combination of both of us, yes. We've already started the process.
How cumbersome is it, just out of curiosity?
Yeah, it's pretty cumbersome.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Well,
it's not much different than the Osley grant we just did. So
okay, good.
We have experience with that.
Wonderful. Okay, and I will convey that Michael does
agree with us, as he said, not that his vote would be needed, because, but still, it's good to know.
Good.
There's consensus.
That's great.
Okay, if there's nothing else, I will ask for a roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Warren?
Yes.
Commissioner Ludden?
Yes.
Commissioner Underdonk?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes, motion passes.
Excellent.
Okay, now on to other business.
I don't have any other business. We are good.
Okay, so we're not going to do the
I haven't heard. Does anybody have a desire to go in closed session? From based on my email today.
Oh, we don't have. I thought
the personnel. Oh no, we just always we always put it on because you have to put it on the agenda, just in case we had to have anything if you don't disclose it. So we do not have to go in.
And based on the last email from Lisa, no need to enter into closed session. Okay, then. Well, I can't believe this. Look at this. I entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, motion passes.
7:46.
Oh, my goodness.